The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911. The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. It was a busy day for Donald Trump's legal team as more than a half a dozen jurors have been seated in the former president's hush money case. ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse in Manhattan.
At the end of the day, seven jurors were chosen. Three women, a teacher, a software employee at Disney, and an oncology nurse who said, "I didn't know I was walking into this." And there are four men. The foreperson, a man born in Ireland who works in sales, two attorneys, and an IT consultant originally from Puerto Rico who called the former president fascinating and mysterious, saying he walks into a room and he sets people off one way or another.
Mr. Trump is still focused on the judge.
After sitting through the second day of jury selection, former President Trump outside the courtroom, tearing into Judge Juan Merchan and vowing to continue his effort to have him removed.
"We are going to continue our fight against this judge. We think he's totally conflicted."
Judge Merchan denied Trump's second recusal motion Monday, and an appellate court denied his effort to have the case delayed over the recusal effort last week. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A month after the House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the impeachment managers walked two articles against him to the Senate this afternoon. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is reminding his Democratic colleagues they have an obligation to participate in the proceedings.
"The stakes of this impeachment are not some technical violation of law, but rather an enormous and growing threat to the lives and safety of millions of Americans."
Tomorrow, the Senate will be sworn into a court of impeachment. Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie is joining Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene in calling for House Speaker Mike Johnson to step down now that he has plans to call for votes to provide new aid to Ukraine. Johnson says he has no plans to resign. You're listening to ABC News.
"I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients."
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
President Biden talked about the economy on a campaign stop today in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
"Donald Trump added more to the national debt than any president of the United States in a term in all of American history, more to the national debt. Meanwhile, when the pandemic hit, Trump failed the most basic duty any president owes the American people, a duty to care and a duty to respond."
He told the hometown crowd that the economy was worse than when Trump was in the White House. The man in charge of O.J. Simpson's estate is clarifying comments that he made about where Simpson's money is going.
Malcolm Laverne, the executor of Simpson's estate, said last week it's his hope the family of Ron Goldman gets nothing. Goldman's family and Nicole Brown Simpson's family have received very little of the 1997 $33 million civil judgment after a jury found Simpson liable for the murders. Laverne saying,
"These civil judgments, what they're going to realize very quickly is that they come in a pecking order."
But now clarifying clarifying his comments, Laverne says a Goldman family claim will be handled in accordance with Nevada law. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Library of Congress added 25 new titles to its National Recording Registry of recordings deemed to be among the defining sounds of our nation's history and culture. This year's collection includes Gene Autry's version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Blondie's Parallel Lines, and Green Day's Dookie. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Join me, Sabrina Halverson, for the AgNet News Hour, weekday mornings at 5. Start your day with the latest agriculture news from California and across the nation here on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC.
I think we can all agree no one likes paying taxes. So, I think we should stop. Well, at least when buying appliances at Raffoni's. Right now, during the We Pay the Sales Tax event, Raffoni's will pay the sales tax on any appliance from the top brand names like LG, Bosch, GE, Cafe, Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Speed Queen, and even True Refrigeration. Plus, Raffoni's will meet or beat any box store's advertised price. Save big during the We Pay the Sales Tax event going on now at Raffoni's on Grand Avenue in Arroyo Grande, where we sell the best and service the rest. Tax savings come as a discount, not valid for service. See dealer for details.
Parents. We know we can't protect our kids from everything, but we can protect them from six types of cancer caused by HPV. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Now back to the Dave Congleton Show, News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Hometown Radio. I'm Jim Siebert for Dave Congleton. Dave will be back tomorrow. He's been on a wonderful vacation. If you follow him on Facebook, you will know that he has had the time of his life on a river cruise somewhere in Europe. And I'm sure he will talk about that probably to the point of annoyance at some point. But no, he does. He seems like he's been having a great time. He'll be back tomorrow. And I can't wait to hear him describe some of the things that went on that cruise. Next hour, 5 o'clock, we will have quite a treat for me. A friend of mine, I recently found out, I've known this person for a while, but recently found out that she was a contestant on The Bachelor, season 2, 22 years ago. And she's going to, after I begged her and coerced her and promised her all sorts of things, she said that she would come on and talk about that. So she will be here. She'll be joining us by telephone from Los Angeles in the 5 o'clock hour, Susanna Lise Freeman. That'll be fun. She'll give us some of the background to reality TV and how she was chosen and what goes on behind the scenes and all the stuff they don't show you on the program. And so that's coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. I hope you can stick around for that. This hour, I met Leslie Thompson a couple of years ago. We were both part of an improv comedy team, and I just enjoyed working with her. There are some things about improv comedy that, you know, that you have to trust the person that you're working with, that if you feed them a line, they're going to go with it. And we seem to have good chemistry and we worked well together. I have a couple of video clips of us working together and I enjoy looking at them, you know. So, Leslie, by the way, this is interactive radio. You don't just shake your head; you actually talk.
Oh, I could talk.
Yeah, she's shaking.
I was looking at the blinking lights.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! It's be careful, Craig. Are you doing that thing again with the laser?
Well, I had her mic off because she was passing stuff over and it was like making noise. So I kept it off until you threw it to her.
Then I was going to turn it on.
Okay. He's smart like that.
I thought maybe you had the laser beam thing, like, and she was following the laser beam.
I'm a cat.
There you go.
Really.
So Leslie is doing stand up around town.
I am.
I have seen little clips on Facebook. I haven't caught your act yet. Your set, but. I will one of these days. But one of the things I've noticed on, thank goodness for Facebook, we find out so many things about our friends. Leslie has traveled to Cuba, among other places, twice in the past, couple of years,
yep,
I think,
yep,
right?
Yep. I went last year, 22, and I went again, 23, and I went again this year.
So I've always been curious, so I grew up when Cuba was, the bad guys, in 1961, 1962, and, the Bay of Pigs Cuban Missile Crisis and Kennedy and, that whole thing. I mean, those are my formative years. And but then on the other hand, I enjoy rum. And I have been known to smoke a few cigars.
Can you do the salsa?
Can I do that? You mean
not eat it?
No.
I mean dance it.
No, not at all. No, okay. When it comes to dancing, I don't even have two left feet. I just don't drink enough rum. But I've always been intrigued by Cuba. First of all, because it's the forbidden fruit. We are not allowed. For some crazy reason, we are not allowed to go there. I have some friends who are Cuban that I met in Miami who left Cuba in the 60s and moved to Guatemala and then moved to Miami. And they're wonderful people, Pepe Garces and his family. And so when Dave asked me to host the show, I thought, I'll give Leslie a call and see if she wouldn't want to come on and talk about Cuba. And then she said, well, I've traveled to some other places, too. So if we can fit those in as well, we will do that.
Cool.
But welcoming Leslie Thompson to the microphone.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Yeah.
Happy to be here. It is no longer the forbidden fruit.
Really?
No. It's relatively easy. You do need your passport. You need a visa, which is just a temporary permit to visit the country.
Yeah.
And then you need to let your intentions be known. There's like 12 sanctioned legitimate reasons for visiting Cuba. And the one that we checked the box was to exchange culture, to learn more about the Cuban people, how they live, what they love.
What are some of the other choices? I mean, that would be obvious.
Well, if you're going there to go to school or to work, those are all other reasons. If you're in the military, and we do still have a military base. I think it's 41... acres or something like that.
That's the strangest thing. I mean,
here's this
island country 90 miles south of Florida that they're the enemy. But then over on the end, we have our own U.S. military base there,
yes.
Which, of course, was made. There's a famous prison there, and then the movie, You Can't Handle the Truth.
Oh, my gosh, that was such a great movie.
What movie was that?
Jack Nicholson, yes.
And so what would be, I guess they wouldn't be on the list, but what would be some reasons why you would not be allowed to go to Cuba?
Well, that I'm not as familiar with because it was pretty easy for us.
Right.
In fact, the flight from Fort Lauderdale, in our case, over to the island was one of the most beautiful and comfortable I've ever been on. It's Southwest Airlines.
Southwest flies to Cuba.
You get to kind of make the circle around some of the keys. And I wished I knew what I was looking at from so far above. I know that you can't see dolphins from the plane, but I tried, darn it. I tried.
Big, great big dolphins.
But you get to that red soil and you're flying over and it's agricultural and palm trees and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place in the world, I have to say. The water is Caribbean blue.
So you've been to Maui, yeah?
I have.
So is it like Maui?
It doesn't feel like it. Because of the strong nature of agriculture. Yeah. It's varied. It's patchwork. And like I said, there's the red soil. I don't remember.
There's a lot of really small farms.
There's a lot of small farms. There's a few big ones. There's tobacco plantations. You know what the word for a tobacco plantation is? Las Vegas. That's Las Vegas. Yeah. Huh. If that's
the vegetables, the Vegas.
That's the word for a tobacco grower. And we had the pleasure of visiting. The tobacco was about knee-high at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's twice that now. Looked healthy. And like I said, that red soil. We went into a barn where they were drying the fresh-cut leaves, and they were in all different stages of green and yellow.
That smell. Mm.
And then he showed us how to roll one and how to cut the fibers of the plant and strip that heavy vein out of the middle. He had it down to a science. And within, I would say, 5 minutes, there was a fresh-rolled cigar for us. We didn't smoke that one because they have to be seasoned and pressed, but we lit up one and shared it.
Do you know what brand?
I don't remember the name of that farm, but I bought about 10 cigars when we were done with the experience because it was just...
So you said you flew directly from the U.S. to Cuba.
Yes.
That's new.
I don't know.
it seems like
of people said they had to fly to Mexico first.
The Obama administration opened all of that up.
Yes.
And before that, before Obama started to normalize relationships, I think is what they call it, I believe you could not travel directly to Cuba from the United States. I believe you had to go somewhere else and fly in.
And enter from a different country. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Well, it's opened up, pals. It is an amazing country. Yeah. And if you hook up with a tour guide, it makes it a lot easier, obviously, if you've ever been on a tour rather than finding your own places. It just adds a whole layer of difficulty. But it is very accessible. Tourism is the number one economy there. Then agriculture.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes. So they love us.
Okay.
And I'm not just saying they love our money.
Yeah.
They are genuinely friendly, welcoming people.
Yeah.
They take care of themselves. They take care of each other.
Okay.
And it's just a wonderful place to live.
We're going to talk more about Cuba with Leslie Thompson in just a moment. We'll be back after these words of interest on News Talk 920 KVEC.
This is Lee Habib, host of Our American Stories. On our next episode, we'll have the story of Abraham Lincoln's only surviving son, Robert Todd Lincoln. Plus, we'll tell the story of why 50s pop sensation Pat Boone released a metal album late in his career after a suggestion in an airport. You won't want to miss the next episode of Our American Stories.
Tonight at 7 on News Talk 920 KVEC.
Dave Congleton reminding you the new Cuesta Park Animal Hospital in San Luis is here to help you and your pets. As the weather warms up, foxtails are an increased risk to the pets of the Central Coast. These dried out weeds can get stuck everywhere and embed themselves all over your pets. Your pet may show irritation from a foxtail by shaking their head, coughing, violently sneezing, or trying to scratch repeatedly. Foxtails that are left untreated can cause further irritation and infection. Sometimes foxtails are loosely caught in the fur and can be easily removed. However, if a foxtail has embedded itself in your pet's skin or anywhere, you should have a vet safely remove it. Cuesta Park Animal Hospital can see your pet for same-day appointments. Visit CuestaParkDVM.com to schedule your pet's visit. Trust the team at Cuesta Park Animal Hospital, providing complete care for your pet from head to tail.
Coral here from Ancient Peaks Winery and Cafe. Spring is here and daylight savings time is giving us all longer days. Come and experience Ancient Peaks and see all our tasting room and cafe have to offer. We are known for our award-winning estate wines that attract locals and wine lovers from all over the country. In the tasting room, we have our Ancient Peaks sparkling wine as our first spring release of the season. So be sure to grab some bubbles for your next celebration. If you're heading out Highway 58 to Shell Creek Road to see the super bloom this spring, stop by for some lunch and a tasting. Space is filling up fast, so you'll want to make your reservations ASAP. Thinking of doing a picnic instead? Grab a cheese board or some sandwiches from our cafe to go. The Ancient Peaks Tasting Room and Cafe is right off the 101 at Highway 58 on El Camino Real in Santa Margarita. For more information, visit us online at ancientpeaks.com. That's ancientpeaks.com.
Had to break away? Get the whole conversation free on the podcast or on demand at 920kvec.com.
Welcome back to Hometown Radio. Jim Siebert sitting in for Dave Congleton, who will be back tomorrow. And my guest this hour is Leslie Thompson, who has traveled to Cuba a couple of times in the past couple of years. You probably have some file at the FBI or the CIA or something.
They know my name.
What was it that, because I know you've been to Northern Europe, some of the Scandinavian countries. You've done a safari, I think, in
couple times
in Africa. Mm-hmm. But what was it about Cuba?
Well, the first time I went, I was alone, except for 8 of my new best friends who I met
on a tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
And our guide was Jesus Noguera,
okay,
who is rated very highly with Condé Nast.
Oh.
He is the best tour guide I've ever had, and like I said, I've been on a lot.
What was
of
it
trips.
About Cuba that you said, "Oh, there's all these places in the world I could go. I want to go to Cuba."
It was listed through Ukulele Adventures, and it doesn't okay. have to be about an ukulele.
Okay, all right.
And
okay.
there aren't very many ukuleles on the island.
Yeah.
It's not a traditional instrument, but we brought our ukuleles. Have ukulele travel.
Oh, my gosh.
And so all these musicians who had never met each other got together, and we had a rooftop open patio at the place that we stayed in,
okay.
Havana.
Okay.
And at night, we would get our ukuleles out and play and play and play. And it was so fun to have that as the unifying experience.
Okay.
But the trip was built as a music and art trip. When I said we were there to exchange our culture with theirs.
Sure.
So
what do you teach them?
Well, we brought out our ukuleles. We would go to a music conservatory and watch the dancers and find out about, and look at the pottery that they had. It was a whole art and music mecca. And then they'd say, "Do you have a song for us?" And so we would get up on stage and whip out a Beatles song or something that we had practiced.
Yeah.
And it was
the Beatles on a ukulele. Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Stranger things have happened.
Hey, Jude. Okay.
So, so it was centered around music, and then this, and I loved Jesus and all that he could deliver, and I loved the music and the chance of meeting great people, and I thought, you know what, my husband would really like this. He's a photographer, and he's usually in 0-degree weather, battling the cold in some Norway or Alaska or somewhere,
okay,
trying to get the Aurora Borealis. You're not going to see that in Cuba.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? Vince, you should go. And so that was...
So he went with you on the second
that
trip.
That was round two.
Okay,
and he
right.
loved it. He loved it.
So, you know, pictures and news reels and whatnot we see of Cuba, one of the things that comes to mind are all the old cars. What's up with that?
Well, when I think about Hawaii, when I visited Maui, it's hard to get a car off the island.
Yeah.
I mean, the transport, the cost of that is insane.
On a ship or whatever.
Yeah, and so I have a feeling that's part of the reason that when cars go there, they die there. But one of our travel companions, this was her second time too, in her suitcase, she was asked to bring a gas pump.
A what?
A gas pump.
Oh, for a car.
Because they needed it for Mimi, the car, the 1948 Ford or Chevy limousine.
So Craig Hill, our producer, is quite a car aficionado.
That and a little Cuba aficionado.
What's the deal with the old cars?
Well, they're part of the heritage and the culture of Cuba.
But there are no new cars, right?
No, there's new cars.
Oh, there are
a few.
But
oh.
they come from other countries other than the United States. The thing is, the cab drivers actually make more money if they drive a classic car because it's much more sought after by the tourists. And in fact, if you have a classic car, it has to be in a certain condition to receive a special badge, a special thing from the government so that it can be considered a classic taxi and actually get paid a higher rate to take around tourists. Okay.
Did you ride in some of those?
Was our mode of transportation.
Yeah. Was this old cat?
And they're not very comfortable anymore. I don't know if they ever were, but the jump seat had two sides to it. It was a bench seat.
Right.
And the unlucky characters who got to sit there right in the middle of the cushy seats suffered a little bit, but they suffered in silence, was good.
All cars now have bucket seats. I don't think you can get an American car built with a bench seat in the front anymore. But I remember that split right in the middle.
Yeah. And it's metal edged. So the unlucky person sitting right in the middle straddling that, ouch.
Wow.
But we had so much fun. And a couple times we were playing our ukulele in the car, packed with baggage, packed with all these happy campers.
So now you said they love us. So the Cuban people love Americans. We're not looked at as imperialists.
No, that was a long time ago for one thing.
So, and their government doesn't trash talk us anymore.
I don't know what the government has to say, but I do know that we're welcome, partly because of what we provide for the country.
Yeah, you're
case in point. Jesus said, you know, we could use some of your donations. And we said, what do you need? Two of our people were expats who live in Ecuador now. Okay. They're one's from Alabama, one's from Tennessee. They are former nurses, and they brought all kinds of medical equipment that's highly unusual to access for these people.
Okay.
But it's highly desired.
Did you get a sense when you were there of military security? Let me preface this. I did some business in Nicaragua, which is a socialist country. Danny Ortega had just been reelected president when I was down there in the early 2000s. You land at Managua, coming in from Hawaii or from Miami, and all along the roof, I'm looking out the window, and all along the roof of the terminal,
guards
were
armed
uh-huh. with AK-47s, blue jumpsuits, machine guns slung over their shoulders all the way along. And everywhere you went, there was this sense of Big Brother.
I felt like that in Mexico and in Baja.
Yeah,
but in Cuba, I did not.
Really?
No. There are buildings that are, you know, the ambassador, the important government buildings will have a guard or two, but they're not noticeable.
Okay.
And you don't feel like you're at risk.
Yeah.
You don't have that sense that you need to stay in your lane.
Yeah.
We're feel that at all.
Talking with Leslie Thompson about her travels to Cuba, and we will talk more about that. I want to get into some of the food and the drink and all of that stuff coming up on 920 and 96.5 FM KBEC.
California headline news. Three arrests now in the shooting deaths of two teenage girls in Napa over the weekend. The victims ages 17 and 19. Brandon Perez tried to help when he heard the gunshots and found one of the victims bleeding.
By the time I got there, she was, you know, already, but, you know, her final breaths were, you know, being taken. It was something else for sure.
A 22-year-old man arrested yesterday, accused of being the shooter. Two 19-year-old women from Santa Rosa arrested today, accused of aiding in a felony. Scott Peterson seeking a new trial 20 years after being convicted of murdering his wife and unborn son. His legal team and the L.A. Innocence Project asking for new DNA testing of materials found in a burned-out van near the Peterson's home.
That, to me, would give rise for a good basis for a motion for a new trial.
The 51-year-old Peterson now serving life without the possibility of parole. I'm John Gilliland, and you're listening to California Headline News.
texting.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our healthcare. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Jury selection resumes Thursday in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump. Seven jurors have been selected so far, four women and three men. House Speaker Mike Johnson with a message to anyone in his party who wants him to step down.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our job.
But Kentucky's Thomas Massie is joining Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene in calling on Johnson to vacate the speakership, since he plans to call for votes this week to provide more aid for Ukraine. The U.S. is expected to impose new sanctions on Iran in the coming days after its aerial attack last weekend on Israel. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says it's looking more likely that the central bank will not be able to cut interest rates anytime soon. Stocks closed mixed. This is ABC News.
Coast to Coast AM catches more flies with vinegar than honey.
I have some concerns about these questions.
Are you ready to feel younger and stronger? I'm George Norrie. Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us on our next program to give us some ways to boost our health. And later on, the magic of shamans with Jonathan Hammond right here on Coast to Coast.
That's the recipe for great radio on Coast to Coast AM.
Tonight at 10 on News Talk 920 at FM 96.5 KVEC.
In tough economic times, people cut back on luxury spending. Unfortunately, that might lead to playing less golf. Hi, my name is Jeff. I love the game of golf, and 11 years ago, I developed Central Coast Golf Card for people who love golf, like myself, to get out and experience the game without breaking the bank. At that time, we were coming out of a recession, much like what we're experiencing now. But thanks to Central Coast Golf Card, you don't have to cut back on your rounds. CentralCoastGolfCard.com features one round of golf at 10 great California golf courses for just $140. Hunter Ranch, Avila Beach, Black Lake, Rancho Maria, Catalina Island, Paso Robles Golf Club, Buena Vista, Zacha Creek, Laguna Lake, and River Oaks. Pay for all that golf up front and save big bucks at a time when every dollar counts. You don't have to sacrifice the game at CentralCoastGolfCard.com. That's CentralCoastGolfCard.com. Visit CentralCoastGolfCard.com for complete details. Central Coast Golf Card, the cheat code to savings on great California golf.
Hello, my name's Barry Oxford, president of BDO Financial on Main Street in Templeton. For over 30 years, our focus has been principal-protected and tax-advantaged retirement plan development. We believe that education and knowledge is power. Did you know the 2017 tax cuts end in 2 years and taxes will be a lot higher for all of us? That's knowledge. There's never been a better time than now to convert to a Roth IRA. We are the only ones on the Central Coast that can do a Roth conversion without reducing your principal. And that's all tax-free. Order your no-cost Roth conversion estimate at BDOfinancial.com and divorce the IRS without ever reducing your principal. That's BDOfinancial.com or call 805-434-6971. That's 805-434-6971. Now that's power. Accountants and financial professionals are more than welcome too.
This portion of the Dave Coughlin Show is brought to you by BD Oxford Financial. Take control of your financial future today. Divorce the IRS and call or click BD Oxford Financial in Templeton. Their team is ready to help you minimize your tax burden and maximize your wealth. Now back to Hometown Radio on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVC.
Welcome back to Hometown Radio. I'm Jim Siebert sitting in for Dave Congleton. Dave will be back tomorrow to regale us with stories of his river trip somewhere on the rivers and waterways of someplace in Europe. My guest is Emily Thompson. She is a world traveler. And
that would be Leslie.
Oh, excuse me, Leslie Thompson. Did I say named, Emily the
yeah,
last time?
I named my doll Emily.
Oh, okay.
How did you know that?
There you go. I'm clairvoyant. We're talking about Cuba. I have some Cuban friends, Pepe Garces and his family. Pepe left Cuba in 1962 under duress, went to Guatemala, had a construction company, and then finally moved to Miami, and he's doing quite well in Miami, thank you. But they introduced me to Cuban food.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. And I think probably one of my favorite meals, masas de puercos fritas.
Nice.
On a yellow rice or a red rice.
Yes.
And the thing about masas de puercos fritos, fried lumps of pork, basically. but the thing is, you know, you think Hispanic, you know that whole culture. Here in California, we think anyone who speaks Spanish likes the chilies and the hot, you know, the Mexican type food. Not so. Cuban food to me was very mild.
I kept looking for salsa or some kind of sauce on the side.
Yeah.
And I kept looking for tortillas. What estúpido.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wrong country, Leslie.
Yeah. And the coffee, the Cuban coffee, it's almost like coffee syrup, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's delicious, but you know, it's the evening drink that I fell in love with. Canchanchara. Canchanchara is the name of my favorite drink. It's honey with lemon juice and a liqueur called aguardiente. There's water, ice, and then the special thing, it comes in a clay vessel that you hold in the palm of your hand. And if it's fancy, it'll have a long rectangle of sugarcane to use as a stir stick, and then you kind of chew on it and get the liquid, the sugar out of it. But canchanchara, say it five times.
Canchanchara.
Canchanchara.
After a couple of them, you probably can't say, just give me another one of those.
Exactly.
Give me another one of those.
It went down pretty smooth. But as far as my go-to, if we were able to order, sometimes it was just family style, and there's just piles of food, and it just keeps coming for some reason. But ropa vieja, it's old clothes is how it translates, but it's dried, shredded beef, and then they rehydrate it by cooking it with sometimes a little shot of rum.
Okay.
And then some onions and garlic and seasonings. But the ropa vieja was one of my go-tos because it was just delicious. And then picadillo is chopped meat and sometimes raisins and other spices in it. Fried plantains every meal.
Oh, yeah.
And
so in Nicaragua, there the staple with every meal was gallo pinto, which is a spotted rooster, gallo pinto. It's red rice and beans.
Uh-huh.
Red rice and beans. Red rice and beans. And for breakfast, you would have gallo pinto with maybe some bacon, jamon, in it.
Mm-hmm.
For lunch, you would have gallo pinto with some pineapple or chicken chopped up in it.
For, it's a staple.
For cena, for dinner, you would have gallo pinto with some.
And for Cuba, I would say it's black beans and rice. And when they mix it together, it has a different name, moros y cristianos. So it's black beans and rice. They're cooked together with bell pepper and other things, but it's the beans and rice together, which I actually preferred over separating them.
Right, right,
because there's more seasoning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, the drinks were fantastic.
Did you stay in? Do they have hotels? Are there Hiltons there?
This is a really good question. No, the Hiltons are in Fort Lauderdale. We were there during spring break. My bad.
Oh my!
So, crazy.
Are there any brand name hotels there?
You know, not that I noticed. What I love is that we were staying in privately owned, refurbished. You look across the street from the place where we were staying, which was pristine and beautiful. The husband of the woman who rebuilt this place and had all the design ideas, is a muralist. So in every single room, there's murals of of banana trees and hummingbirds and under the sea kind of garden scenes. It was absolutely beautiful. But you look right across the street at rubble with no roofs and just walls barely standing.
Yeah.
Three stories, and there's laundry hanging.
Yeah.
So it looks like someone's living there, but it doesn't look livable. But I said, Liliana, is that what this looked like before you started work on it? She said, pretty much.
Yeah.
So she imported tile and got all her workers together. And so,
are the people, are they destitute?
You know, I love to travel.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark Twain said, travel is fatal to prejudice.
Okay.
So you look beyond what looks like poverty or devastation, or what was the word you used?
Destitution.
Yeah, I don't see that. I see vibrant, healthy people. Medical care is free. Socialism,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I didn't see people were genuinely in need of some money,
right.
Would ask you for some and then point to their baby. You don't get followed through the streets of Havana plagued by people who want money from you.
Yeah.
It's authentic and genuine. And
unhoused people?
I didn't see any.
Yeah.
I see people looking after each other.
Living in hovels that you...
Yes. They make do with what they have.
Yeah.
And they don't, unfortunately, expect a lot because they're not going to get a lot. Things are still in transition for them, and it's hard not to feel...
Damn long transition.
Hard not to feel guilty about what Americans as a group have done to some of the places that I visit. But they're resilient, and they're springing up, and they're starting businesses and beautifying places and loving each other and loving music and...
So you talk about the capital city, you pronounce it Havana.
I did.
Okay. Did you go anywhere else?
Well, we started there and did the tours of the city and got adjusted.
How long were you there?
We were there for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Then we headed east and south.
And Havana is right dead center, north?
It's kind of the western third.
Western third on the north side.
Yes.
Okay.
And so... Yeah, so you could kind of, anyway, we traveled to a few little towns along the ocean, isn't hard to do.
By bus?
No, in the 1948 Ford limousine. It was pretty fun. I mean, windows down, and we'd stop at fruit stands and stretch our legs.
Seat belts?
Get back. No seat belts.
Okay.
None.
Uh-huh. All right.
But I never felt unsafe because our driver, Luis, we call him Luisito.
Yeah.
He was the best. He was so careful. And I was a bus driver.
Yeah.
I was a school bus driver.
Okay.
And a city bus driver in Lompoc. And I watched him watching the situations. And I thought, he's good.
Yeah. Okay.
He's really good. I never felt unsafe.
So you went to some of these smaller towns.
We did. And we were hosted by yet other, business owners. In some cases, we are invited into their homes, like for a dance session. We did the Roomba with a group of notorious Roomba
maybe you're doing something
dances.
With the robotic vacuum
cleaner.
No, not that kind of Roomba.
No.
The dance Roomba.
Yes, and that's that poly, that layered rhythm of the drums. Their living room, they put the dining room table after we ate aside, and then all these people kept pouring in with drums and the dancers, and then invited us to dance. It was amazing.
What's their motivation for that? Are these people just always dancing and partying? Or
I'm going to guess that this group was, because they were famous for the music and the dancing. But they have an arrangement with Jesus. He meets people and he goes, you know what? I know a bunch of people
tourists.
Yeah, we would like to visit you again. And they said, you're welcome to. They fed us.
Okay.
And we brought gifts for them, too. We just couldn't resist showing, reciprocating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a special
treat. So are there places where you are not allowed to go? So you talk about a guide. You just said Jesus and Luisito. Little Louis. Do you have to have a guide, or can you just get to the airport, rent a car, and go wherever you want?
I think you probably could do that, but I don't think it's a great idea, okay. Only because you have to do so much research to grease it ahead of time.
Oh, I see.
And this way, Jesus, yeah. He works for Cuba Careo, yeah. Tours. It's CUBACAREO. Tours. Yeah. He's been with them for 23 years.
So it's organized touring people. We're talking with Leslie Thompson about visiting Cuba, and we will be back with more of that on KVEC News Talk 920 and 96.5 FM.
Join me, Sabrina Halverson, for the AgNet News Hour, weekday mornings at 5. Start your day with the latest agriculture news from California and across the nation here on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC.
April is the perfect time to get going on those home improvements. And Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has a showroom full of awesome products designed to make your kitchen or bathroom more fun and functional.
Yeah, Dad. It's great that you've got the experience to guide your customers through projects of any size or budget.
And I bet you'd even stop by your customer's house to offer advice on what options are available.
Well, Nash, that's true. We can assist with everything from great-looking grab bars that make a bathroom safer to a house full of fixtures for your dream home.
Because we're here for you with the best service and products available on the Central Coast for over 30 years.
So call us for a consultation or stop by the store today.
We're happy to offer guidance for your specific needs.
Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, located behind Trader Joe's at 3974 Short Street in San Luis Obispo.
Or visit us online at PacificCoastKB.com.
We look forward to meeting you.
The legend continues. Tell me, when will you be? The king of romance, Engelbert Humperdinck, the Last Waltz World Tour. Performing all his timeless hits. Chumash Casino Resort, Friday, June 28th at 8 p.m. Get tickets now at ChumashCasino.com. There's more at Engelbert.com. One golden voice, 50 iconic years.
Applause Children's Theater in Paso Robles is proud to present The Wizard of Oz. Come celebrate this timeless classic's 85th anniversary with all of your favorite characters and songs. A cast of 70 young performers will wow you with amazing costumes, dances, and magical sets that transport you to the Land of Oz. There's even two casts to choose from, Ruby and Emerald. Neither will disappoint. Running April 25th to April 27th. Tickets on sale now at applausechildrenstheater.com.
You're out to see the wizard.
We don't want you on our team.
You're not the right fit for this job.
You're too slow and fat.
Don't you care how you look?
Weight bias hurts. Go to StopWeightBias.com, a public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
So we're visiting with Leslie Thompson about traveling to Cuba. And during the break, Leslie, you mentioned that I wonder if any of the people, Jesus or Luisita, is listening. And I made the joke, well, they probably not, because they probably don't have internet. Do they have contact with the outside? Do they?
Yeah. I mean, Jesus, since he needs to be able to answer phone calls all day, because he's, you know, it's part of what he does.
Yeah.
He has some arrangement where he has his own carrier. Wow. He's in. He can handle emergencies, and he did have to a couple times with us. But and it was sparse to get reception.
Right.
He had to go to that corner.
Oh, yeah.
Upstairs on the balcony.
Right.
Yeah.
So the little "Can you hear me now, man?" hasn't been there.
We used WhatsApp while we were over there, and we were able to text each other pretty regularly.
I've heard WhatsApp is great for international.
It is.
I have a friend now that's on a boat somewhere in the Caribbean, and she said the only way to get a hold of her is this. I'm gonna show my age. I had heard of WhatsApp, uh-huh. but I didn't have it on my phone, so I ended up putting it on my phone. And yeah, she says texting doesn't work well where she is, but the WhatsApp does. I don't understand how that works. Have you kept in touch with any of the people that you met, like
pretty
the families?
Pretty much. Oh, in Cuba?
Yeah.
The woman who runs the Casa Cuarteles.
Is it like an Airbnb thing?
It kind of is. Yeah. It's a boutique hotel, I would say. It's four stories with marble steps in a circular spiral stairway. It's very elegant. It's absolutely
beautiful. This is the one that's right across the street from the broken down. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
And we called that home for five nights out of 13.
Yeah.
Because we were there, then we visited the East Island, then we came back to Havana, and then went to the west to Vinales, and then we came back, and then we left. So that was our sort of home base many times, and so comfortable. They know how important, after you've been in a car all day and it's warm, although March is a really good time to visit, they know how exhausted you feel when you get back, and it's just, they're so accommodating. And there's breakfast on the terrace every morning.
Wow.
Watching the sun come up was absolutely
beautiful.
So
these would be considered very affluent people.
You know, they're working hard, but they're comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that side of the Cuban life. Whereas just right down on the street, there's, you know, there are struggling families, but they all know each other. They all look out for each other. It's just... It's such a great feeling. Hello to everyone.
How about the schools? Do the kids go to school?
They do. I did not. I saw private schools where the music was happening.
Okay.
But I didn't.
Like church schools? Like,
I don't know.
Is the church big there? Are the Catholics? Yeah.
I don't think. I shouldn't say anything if I don't know.
Okay. So you didn't get a sense that. Sundays were a special going to mass.
On Sunday, it was quite the fashion show. We decided to walk back from an adventure that we had had. I think we had had lunch and then something else, I forget. But on the way back, it was a long boulevard just full of people. All the coffee shops and restaurants. It was about 3 in the afternoon, and it was a fashion show. But it was, I would say, 60%. People 25 and younger who are just out playing, you know?
Putting on their, quote, Sunday best.
Yeah, but there were families and little girls dressed up in twin dresses, and it was a parade. It was just so wonderful to see everybody taking a Sunday.
So you mentioned a couple of tour agencies. I know that you wanted to share what those were.
I did mention Jesus has worked for Cuba Correo Tours for 23 years plus. Yeah. But this tour I found out through Ukulele Adventures. You could go to ukuleleadventures.com and you can find several tours. They do bike and barge tours with music too.
Okay.
But these Cuba trips, they're going to the International Jazz Festival in Cuba. That's January 26th through February 2nd.
Cuban jazz.
Of 25.
Yeah.
And then the Havana Jazz Festival. The next ukulele rhythms trip, like the ones that I've been on, start February 2nd through 11th, and that's, of course, 2025. But Jesus Noguera, and also Ukulele Adventures can arrange for your own custom tour also. If you want to get off the beaten track and do your own thing, they can help you with that.
What's the exchange rate like? I would suspect that the dollar is worth a load in Cuba.
It was hard to translate that. We always needed help.
Oh.
We most often paid...
What is there? Is it pesos?
It's pesos, but there's two different pesos.
Oh.
There's an old peso and a new peso, and then there's American dollars, which they really like.
Yeah.
Because those are going to hold their value, but... We were using pesos generally when we're shopping along the street.
Right. Did you use cash or were you?
Yeah, strictly cash.
Oh, no credit cards.
That's a good question.
Okay.
No credit cards. Ah. They just don't have
the
infrastructure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
Okay.
Yet.
What about coming back to the U.S. from Cuba?
Here's another thing about the tours.
Yeah.
We were met in the airport outside Havana by Hugo, who knew all the right people and knew which doorway to take. And he ushered us from point A to point B. It was a breeze.
Getting
into the airport and then moving
right.
along the same
okay.
direction.
So you got to know somebody.
Well, it helped a lot.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, airports
yeah.
are awful.
We found
that's
it
the worst
in,
part.
In Nicaragua, you could get in the free line, and that was a long line.
Oh.
Or you could pay $2 U.S. and go to the paid line.
Expedited.
And just expedite, right? Just
nice.
Right through. But what about getting into, so U.S. Customs in Miami, and you've been to Cuba.
Not a problem.
Really?
He said, were you on vacation? And we said, yes.
Yeah.
He goes, have a nice trip.
That's
on the
it?
Way in, have a nice trip. On the
yeah.
way out, have a nice life. I
Do
don't
you
know what he said.
Global entry or something?
No.
You don't use global entry?
Well, I'd like to.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would apply
coming back from Cuba.
I don't think so. But customs was a breeze. We didn't have to
really?
Fill out any forms. It was crazy.
They
it was the easiest it's ever been.
No kidding. So there was, yeah. Huh. What about the crime in Cuba? Because in Nicaragua, with all of those soldiers, with all the machine guns, it's one of the lowest crime rates as far as personal crime, like robbery and that type of thing, anywhere in the hemisphere. Did you get a sense that it was a dangerous place?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Huh.
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we are. Craig's gone now. Gosh, what are they going to do? Just sit and stare at each other?
No. I was just looking over my notes to see what I still need to.
Where else? So you've been to. You've been to Africa, a couple of safaris?
Yes. Okay. Been to a couple of safaris. One was 3 weeks, but actually both of them were 3 weeks long, and you get a real dose
wow.
of what, not so much what the people are like, because again, it's all tourism.
Yeah.
And these were luxury accommodations.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. So what's luxury accommodations on a safari?
It's a tent.
An air-conditioned tent.
With a mahogany floor raised.
Oh, my.
And custom bedding and just...
a little better than the cabin, than the tent cabins
oh,
at Curry in Yosemite.
Yes, it was
yeah.
not... Been there, done that.
Yeah.
No, it was yeah. of the highest quality. Of course, you pay for it, but
yeah.
I think it's so worth it. And then you hit the ground running at 6:30 in the morning, get into your safari vehicle, and off you go, because you want to see the animals when they're waking up,
yeah.
or if they've just killed something over the period of the evening. And
oh,
they're
the
still
animals have
feeding
killed something.
On,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
they're still gonna... feeding on it. And,
yeah.
you know,
lovely.
You want to... You want
Lovely.
To see all
and
the
then
good.
Some Scandinavian countries as well?
I've been to Iceland a couple times now.
Iceland.
Yeah.
And Dave's been to Iceland, right? Didn't Dave go to Iceland, Craig?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I'd go there again and again
now,
also.
Iceland, compared to Cuba, those are polar opposites. almost literally polar
yeah,
opposites. You know, one's on the equator, the other's...
Equatorial and then...
Yeah.
Yeah. Close to the Arctic Circle.
And just... And the money and the... Was that 1 minute? 1 minute he took, or one
to
second.
Up.
One minute to the
oh,
bed.
I thought it was
minute.
1 second. 1 second. Get out of here. Okay. Well, Leslie, thank you so much.
It has been a pleasure,
this.
Jim.
Yeah,
thank you so
it's
much.
It's kind of like working improv together. We'll just throw questions out and
I
you
know.
Answer back and forth. And where next? Very quickly. What's your next trip?
We're going to go to Ireland.
Ireland?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a singer-songwriter workshop for a week.
Okay.
And that's where we're going to, I'm going to be. And then
yeah.
Vince will be off on the island of Inishere,
uh-huh.
off the west coast of Ireland, taking photos
of the
of everything,
everything
of the last beer that he drank, and
all right, okay. Well, thanks a lot, Leslie. I appreciate
Thank you
it.
So much.
And
if
you get a chance, folks, catch Leslie's stand-up act. It's all around town. You can follow her on Facebook, Leslie Thompson. And we will be back with the third segment here on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC.